Governor Larry Hogan announced a $1 billion relief package to help Marylanders through the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans told reporters yesterday morning that this would be a top priority at the legislative session.
It is clear to all of us that the primary focus of the 2021 legislative session must be providing additional immediate economic relief to the hundreds of thousands of struggling families and the tens of thousands of small businesses that have been impacted by the pandemic.
This package includes $270 million for some 400,000 Marylanders in stimulus checks who qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Families will get $750, while individuals will receive $450. The package also repeals all state and local income taxes on unemployment benefits. There would also be sales tax credits for small businesses for the next 4 months that would be capped at $3,000 a month for a total of $12,000. That would save $300 million for an estimated 55,000 eligible businesses. So where would the funds come from?
The money's coming from a variety of places. First of all, much of it is coming from the budget actions that we took earlier in the year at the Board of Public Works. Some of it is coming from our reserve fund, which is doing better than we anticipated because of our recovery, doing better than we expected. And a small portion of it to pay for unemployment is coming from the rainy day fund.
Republicans said he had been consulting with lawmakers in Annapolis, where Democrats hold a veto-proof majority in both chambers.
So we talked in general terms with the legislature. I think we're all in agreement that the legislative session should focus on economic relief. And we'll be hopefully getting everybody on board with moving forward as quickly as possible.
And he adds it is important to avoid any bickering.
Struggling Marylanders and small businesses who are barely hanging on cannot afford the kind of partisan bickering and needless delay that we have seen in Washington.
On Sunday, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot and some top-ranking Democrats called on the governor without delay to fund $2,000 aid checks for Marylanders, costing $925 million. Franchot said he would use money from the $1.5 billion state reserves. In addition, Franchot proposed $250 million to help small businesses, but the governor dismissed such a proposal.
The $2,000 checks that Franchot was talking about are simply not possible. We don't have the power to just write $2,000 checks, number one. Number two, he was talking about draining the entire rainy day fund of the state. We chose to follow the directions of the Spending Affordability Committee and the legislature in maintaining our rainy day fund. We want to maintain our AAA bond rating, and we want to make sure that state government continues to function. So we believe this is actually getting more money in the hands of more people that need it and getting it out much faster without taking irresponsible actions.
Franchot has already moved to delay the deadline for some business taxes and withholding. Comptroller is planning to make a run to replace Hogan in the next election. Finally, in the background loomed the takeover of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. last week. When asked, the governor said he expected there would be a beefing up of the security at the state capitol and that additional manpower would be provided in Washington for the inauguration next week.
Many of our police departments and the whole state and the Guard are always somewhat involved in inaugurations. This is obviously a much more heightened situation. We have already 500 Guard members in the city. We've beefed up our police presence, I think we're going to be increasing several hundred more Guard members.
Hogan has said that he believes President Trump bears responsibility for the assault on the nation's capital. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.